This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Prepare, ladies and gentlemen, to mark the end of an era. Leonard Maltin's Movie Guide, a phone book thick staple of quick and easy film reviews for 35 years now, will soon no longer be with us. The 2015 edition will be its last in paper form. It will live on, though, online, as will its author's sensibilities. Leonard Maltin, thanks so much for coming to the studio.
My pleasure, Kai.
How do you watch movies today? There are so many options.
Well, my preferred way to watch a movie is the same way I've always preferred to watch it, on a theater screen. Now, as a member of the press, I get invited to, advanced showings, which are often in screening rooms here in Los Angeles, which are kind of modest-sized theaters, but they're still theaters. The screen is still larger than life, you might say, and you're in a comfortable seat, there's good projection, and that's how I really enjoy most.
How long does it take you to know, once you start a film, whether it's a goodie or a baddie?
2 minutes.
Really?
I used to say that I stayed because I was hoping it would get better.
Yeah.
I no longer have that outlook. I'm staying because I have to stay. It's my job. It's my habit to stay. And I do stay. I never walk out of a screening. I stay to the bitter end, and sometimes it's bitter.
We're doing a series on the future of television, and I'm asking network executives and showrunners whether they think this is a good time to be in TV. And invariably the answer is, yeah, it's great because there are so many outlets for us. And they say that's why you see so many great television productions coming on and so many lousy movies, because all the good movie people are moving to television.
It's true. The movie studios, the major movie studios, are now making movies for the global market. For the most part, for the most part. Anything they invest real serious money in has got to be able to play in Beijing as easily as it plays in Peoria.
Right.
Something that doesn't have to earn back as much money, a modest comedy, a modest teen horror movie, something like that. Those can live or die on their domestic success or failure. But anything more ambitious than that now has to play worldwide.
Are we doomed then to a theatrical future of Transformers Part 97, in which they take over Mars? Because Transformers, whatever it was on the moon, played really big in Beijing.
I don't see any change in the immediate future. Money talks. And look, it's always been a business.
Yeah.
It's always been a business, but the nature of the business has changed. Mm. For one thing, the studios used to be owned by themselves. They were owned, actually, in some cases, by theater companies, that is, chains of movie theaters, until the government broke up that monopoly in the late 1940s. But in the old days, Paramount Pictures played in Paramount Theaters, and Fox Pictures played in Fox Theaters. That was a cozy little setup. Then that changed. Television came along as competition to the movie studios in the 1950s. Now what's happened is most studios are part of even larger corporations. Mm-hmm. So now they're dealing with reporting to people who don't necessarily care about movies that much, know about movies that much, and they're also reporting to shareholders.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people to satisfy.
How much longer, not to try to put a limit on you, but how much longer are you going to do this? And as long as you can still sit in a chair and watch a film?
I love what I do. First off, I love movies. And I love writing. I love expressing myself and saying things about subjects that matter to me, like movies.
Leonard Maltin is a film critic and a historian. Thanks very much for coming to the studio.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.